This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome into the Aloe Fiber Studios here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for being with us on Good Morning NoCo, presented by Lemons Heating and Cooling. And Brian, we're a month away from college football.
Yeah, that's what I'm focusing on. Mm-hmm. Soccer's dumb again, and it is soccer now, not even football.
No, not football.
That was bad last night. Yeah,
disgusting.
Oh, they just got hammered. That was it. Yeah, so I'll focus on college football. Not that far off before UNC Bears kick off. That's kind of cool.
Correct.
Outside. And also, we got a couple things to carry us. We got Conor McGregor on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then next weekend is the Open. Mm-hmm. And we've got the All-Star break coming up, which is kind of fun. No losing.
See, and I like the All-Star break. Yeah.
I enjoy the game. I like the home run derby. I enjoy that.
We're a month away. Last night was a month away from the Hall of Fame game.
Oh, I'm fully aware. Countdown is on.
So, you know, we got bigger fish to fry. In all actuality, though, what, in my opinion, happened last night was U.S. soccer just ruined a hell of an opportunity to continue to capture the nation for another couple of weeks because they were not ready to go. That was just, quite frankly, a pathetic performance. And I have not seen any of these round of 16 matches be so uncompetitive.
No, they've been great matches, even ones that, the odds were stacked one way or another. They still were excellent games. This was the biggest booger I've watched of any of the games. I watched quite a few of them. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm an expert, but I watched a lot, and I got to know it a lot more and could appreciate good effort or good ability when I saw it. And they seemed completely off, and I don't know if it was one of those where, you know, maybe it would have been best if the one dude, that's going to be a lot of talk, is, you know, was the suspension or the red card situation such a distraction? My thought was that team was ready to band together without him, you know, and that it would have been this great effort, but then you've got the guy who's been your best player and all that. I think what it just comes down to, they got beat. You know, they had a great run. They got to this point, and then they just ran into a team that just looked far superior to them.
Well, and it was just, you know, and it wasn't even just like, okay, it was good effort by the U.S. It was terrible effort. The moment was too big for them. That has to be, like, listen, soccer newbies, but that has to be one of the worst goals ever allowed that late into, you know, the World Cup ever.
The goalie goof up?
What are we doing? And Christian Pulisic, who's supposed to be the stud of this team, is just walking back down the field as this is all is happening. They got a camera angle of him reacting to the goal. There was no reaction. I mean, the guy just, it truly genuinely looked like a lot of those guys out there last night just, quite frankly, didn't give a damn, my dear. It was unbelievable to me. It was frustrating to watch for a guy that, you know, had got swept up in the moment, who had watched every game. We're doing Rodeo Radio. It's pulled up on my phone. We're watching, you know, as they took on Bosnia last week. And for it to come out like that, after all the, you know, you finally had everybody like, no, we're a part of this now. We've got FIFA doing corrupt things for us now. Like, we're a part of this. And then that's the performance you lay out there. Like, Belgium just kicked the crap out of them. And it wasn't even, like,
Belgium, it wasn't close from the first minute of the game.
Belgium plays Spain. I think Spain beats Belgium by a couple of goals. Like, I don't think it was a whole lot of Belgium was just that far better. I honestly think a ton of that was on just Team USA not ready for the moment. I mean, they just looked They looked like they didn't think they belonged there, which was just crazy to me. After it looked like a completely different team than we saw for the first four games of this tournament.
It didn't resemble the game that I was starting to really get into.
No, it didn't,
you know,
at all.
It just, that was bad. That was a horrible effort.
Yeah,
it really was all the way around. Just
they look scared.
Just awful. They look completely out of their element. Like they did not belong. They weren't even playing the same game.
No.
Yeah, it was tough to watch. In fact, I quit at about the 70-minute mark.
Did you?
Yeah, I just went, there's no need for me to watch any more of this. I'll keep an eye on, you know, I'll check the score, and if all of a sudden, you know, we're within a goal, yeah, I'll dive in again. But it was obvious from the beginning.
Yeah, I watched to the end just because I knew that that's probably the last soccer match I'll watch in 4 years.
I liked it enough that I will watch some more.
But. I don't, because I think there's going to be more games like we saw last night, because it's not, you know, it's not best on best. It's not best in the world versus best in the world and in these other leagues. And so they're just, it was a lot of the nation pride that carried me, not just for the USA, but for all the teams who were in there. That's what really carried this tournament for me. Not so much the game, because there is a lot of it that reminds me of the NBA. And you know my thoughts on the NBA. I was sadly disappointed by the performance last night. I'm like, you've got an opportunity to change the narrative of soccer in this country. It felt like every eyeball, whether you've been following along or not, was on that game last night. And then that sort of performance was just, it's something that turns people off from the sport.
Yeah, there's a, you know, but somebody like me saw enough of the game to where I appreciated other players, not just the ones on our team.
That's,
you know,
fair.
I want to see Messi play some more. I you know, seeing Argentina yet still being in there is exciting. The thought that you could see Norway, you know, pull off you know, an amazing thing, that they're still in that, you know, with the eight teams to go. There's Mbappe for France. That team just seems absolutely dominating. You know, England pulling off what they did. So I can look at four of the eight teams that are in there and go, yeah, I'd be interested in watching them play again.
And I'll probably watch today, but then Wednesday and Thursday when there's none of it, I'll forget all about it. Like, this to me is like when we get down to the Final Four in March Madness.
Yeah, where I love the tournament up until like the end.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And that's where I'm at, because, you know, the one of the things that I've loved about this is that at any point during the day, I can flip on the TV and be like, oh, okay, this is a competitive sporting event that is just happens to be on at 10 a.m. or whatever the case is. And after today, when it's not on, I think I'm going to lose it in a hurry. And that game last night left just a terrible taste in my mouth. I can't believe I was so, like, my wife was even like, what are they doing? And I'm like, she's watched about 30 seconds of it. And she was frustrated by it too, because she knew the buildup. And anytime you put USA on there, you want to see the best effort at least. And it didn't feel like we got that last night.
No, my wife sat near me and tolerated it. She just hates the sound of sports, man. It's just something about it.
Even soccer, huh?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I can just feel this is every night that I turn on something sports-like, or, you know, documentary about a fork or something, I can feel her in the chair next to me camping. You know, I can feel her mind like Homer. She's gone. She's in a kayak. She's somewhere. She's anywhere but there.
You need to just pull up the bird feed for her and just let her live stream her birds next to you.
I don't know. I need to somehow move into a national forest and just leave the door open and let her be. That's.
If anything else, the World Cup was a fun month-long distraction.
I can't imagine what it would have been like if we didn't have this after the Nuggets and Avs get dumped. This really helped carry me the last month of having interest in this, and it was fun. I mean, it really was. It made me interested for future World Cups. Wish they had them more often.
Yeah, I see, and this is where, like, I'm trying to be a realist about this, because I want to say, yeah, in 4 years I'm going to be locked in, but it,
no, you need to get it quicker.
You do, and I think I was so locked in because it was in our time zone. You know, it was
absolutely, yeah.
So it'll be the 2030, right?
2030, yeah, it's 4 years from now.
It's Morocco, Portugal, and Spain. So I don't know what the time zone differences are.
I'm guessing it will be quite a bit.
Yeah.
No, when you start having, U.S. men's soccer team plays at 11 p.m., that's going to be tough.
Yeah, so they're 7 hours ahead. So we could have some still.
Yeah, you could have some afternoon sessions. 7 o'clock start there. We get it at
noon.
Yeah.
At noon.
Perfect. This is turning into a great one. Can't wait for 2030. Hope I'm still around.
That's where I'm at. Like I'm good with the soccer now. I'm gonna jump back into soccer's dumb.
I won't do that. I got a new appreciation for the game and some players, how it's played, the athleticism, a little bit of the strategy. I had no idea any of that before. I just watched a bunch of amoebas running around on a on some grass, and now I know there's a rhyme or reason to it a little bit. Picked up a lot more, so it was good for me anyway. And I have more interest. I know more players. I get it a lot more than I did.
Oh, I do too. I don't think it's gonna.
And
carry
I'm lying
me.
To myself. I'm not like, gonna watch a lot. Okay. I mean, I'm gonna get up. Oh wow, Premier League's on. So's Andy Griffith.
Correct.
It's going to be an easy decision to Barney Fife it up. I know that.
We still, like, in the grand scheme of things, we still have, you know, whether you want to call them, like, our fourth-tier athletes or, like, soccer's still not the emphasis of this country.
It's definitely growing with the amount of young people who are playing it now. I think the future is very, very bright for soccer.
Don't you feel like
soccer?
We've been hearing that for, like, 30 years?
Every World Cup you hear it, but it is true when I just see the amount of youth who are in soccer and continue it. Do we have high school programs worth a darn around here? I mean, is there anywhere for these kids who once they get the bug when they're little to continue that?
The Poudre School District seems to be very good at the high school soccer. It's been the last three or four World Cups, we've been eliminated at the exact same stage. So 2026 lost to Belgium in the round of 16, 2022 lost to the Netherlands in the round of 16, 2018 did not qualify, 2014 lost to Belgium in the round of 16, 2010 lost to Ghana after extra time in the round of 16. It's just been for as much, and maybe it was just new, man, maybe it's new for everybody every time the World Cup rolls around. This year's different. But in the grand scheme of things, we're not the elite of the elite in this.
Hey, only one country wins the damn thing every 4 years.
But we've never been past the round of 16 before, ever.
I'll bet you there's a ton of nations that can say the same thing.
Right, but we're a nation that dominates just about every other sport, right? I mean, gold medal in basketball, gold medal in hockey, men's and women's. Like, we're used to dominating those. So the fact that we've never even reached the semifinals in a sport is kind of crazy. Like, this is obviously very much a European sport. But that was disappointing. I was fired up for that game. We were talking about it. I made sure to cook dinner before the game was on. I was out there grilling before the game was on so that I could be ready and set and ready to go for that. Tate's cheering for the national anthem over there. I was all fired up and in.
Well, the U.S. Hockey team was never formidable at all. You know, aside from like 1960 when Herb Brooks was on the team.
Right.
But then until the Miracle on Ice time was not a glory, time for hockey either.
But we've got one, right? We've got a couple that you can point to in history and say we've got two. Is it two gold medals now in Olympic hockey?
Yes.
Two gold medals. And that's what I was hoping for. Because, I mean, we were up at 6 a.m. on that Sunday for the hockey gold medal game. to watch and be, and that's what I was hoping that was going to be the buzz, especially because it was on our home soil. But disappointing. But as Brian said, there's still a lot of those offshoot sports to carry us until football gets underway, college football and the NFL. But anything else, World Cup, thank you for the 1 month distraction from everything else going on the lack of everything else going on in the sports world.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to this Saturday's UFC card more than I was the White House card even. I am jacked for this one.
I think it's going to be, and we can dive into it. I think it's going to be a big disappointment. I don't think Connor. But we can talk about that. That's the beauty of this show, Brian. We've got 4 hours to talk about all these different things, and we have one guest today.
Only about three and a half left.
That is true.
That we've got to save a good hour and a half for Chris Wood.
That's Brian Sudley telling me, shut the hell up, let's get a break.
No, that wasn't it at all. I was just wondering what I'm going to do for the next 3.5 hours. I've already spilled water. I had my coffee.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad I remembered my one cup of coffee this morning, because I got here and realized I was out, and then I realized you were out as well when I walked back there, so we would have been a dry county.
Yeah, this was my last pod. I drove here thinking there's a pod there, right? There's got to be one. Yeah, this things would have been. We would have probably killed each other by now.
Or quit. Like, those are the two options.
Absolutely.
All right, we've got a fun right-hand construction poll question today. We're going to share that with you coming back on the other side. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo. Poll question for just you, Brian. Watching the USA soccer team last night just get stomped by Belgium. You know how they always pan to the crowd and show famous people?
Yes.
I never know who they are. Last night they pan up there and there's a young gal and this older dude. And I looked at Jenna. I'm like, do you have any idea who the hell that was? And she goes, no. And thankfully the broadcaster goes, hey, there's Eddie Vedder. Should I have known that? Just by looking at him randomly at a soccer game. Should I have known who Eddie Vedder was?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What band was he a part of?
Pearl Jam.
Okay, that's right. That's right. That's my bad.
Yeah.
That's my bad. That was worse than not recognizing his face, probably.
Yeah. Actually, the follow-up. Yeah, the question.
Yeah.
Yeah. That.
If you would have went, even flow, I would have been like, hey, that's Eddie Vedder. But just seeing him at the soccer
game.
What if
I would have said, Jeremy Spoken?
Yeah, I would have been like, that's Eddie Vedder.
Okay.
Clearly.
All right. Very nice.
So I know who it is by the voice.
Yeah, but not he's one of those you probably should know.
Okay.
Especially your age. You definitely should know him.
When was Pearl
I know they're a little
peak?
Before you, but still, that would have been one that you should have known.
Okay, fair. Well, if you're wondering what tie-in that has,
we'll see what
today,
Brady Hull has to say about that.
He'll probably yell at me later. But yeah. It is National Rock and Roll Day today, and we want to know who's your favorite rock band of all time. Favorite rock band of all time.
This is not an easy question.
I know, Brian, but number one of one. Who's your one of one pick?
Oh.
First overall pick in the rock and roll band for you would be
this is so difficult. I mean, it really is. I kind of almost got to go Kiss.
Really?
I mean, I was a Kiss freak, man. If they were on TV, if they were in a magazine, if there was anything to do with Kiss, I was all over it. Dressing up like them, doing all that. I mean, they were like superheroes to me. They were my Beatles.
Right.
You know, was Kiss. And it's Kiss, Van Halen, and AC/DC are right up there for me. But man, if I'm forced to, I think I gotta say Kiss is probably my all-time favorite band.
I love that. Now, if it was a true draft, I think you would probably have to take AC/DC earlier, because I think Kiss is going to come back around to you, right? Like, if it was a true draft of going through it, because I think AC/DC will have more responses than Kiss today.
I would think so. AC/DC and Van Halen both. I mean, to this day, I mean, I'm going to Van Halen to AC/DC in just a couple weeks down at Mile High. I mean, I went and saw him in Cleveland a year or two ago. And if Van Halen ever sniffed anything of a reunion, even without Eddie, I would be all over that. But, man, that's a brutal one. But I'm going to... I think just by sheer mass of everything I've ever bought of theirs,
gonna go Kiss.
All the dolls, all the posters, all that, I think it's got to be Kiss.
I think that's that would have been, like, had we been on, you know, a couple show and they said, hey, who is Brian's favorite? I would have gone either Van Halen or Kiss. Those would have been the two that I would have picked for you. For me, it's one of one. Had to take it, probably going Def Leppard.
That was on my bubbling oven under list was Def Leppard and Thin Lizzy for me.
I think Def Leppard, honorable mentions, Journey, and Boston.
Oh yes,
would be the other two that I would have sneakily in there. But I did have a. God, there's so many of them, man.
There are, and I want to hear from folks, too. We're going to get some Pink Floyds
Bob
and those
Seger
kind of
count?
Things. No.
No?
Well, it was Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, yeah, but he's pretty much, I think of him as a solo. I couldn't name you a member of the Silver Bullet Band.
Yeah. And then Eddie, having a hard time this morning.
Vedder, we talked about this.
Not Eddie Vedder. Shake out.
Money.
Thank you. Still not a rock band, though, right?
Nope. It's not Eddie and the Monies.
That'd be sick, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go. Those are my big three right there. Those are my big three right there. But I'm going to go Def Leppard, number one overall, followed by Journey and Boston.
Hard for me. The Lynyrd Skynyrds.
Yeah,
and you know,
there's a lot of these coming in.
Yeah, that there's some of that southern feel that I liked anything 38 Special did, for God's sake. But they're not, you know,
38 Special, so good.
They really are, and one of those underrated.
Yes,
yeah.
We listened to a lot of 38 Special on the 4th of July. Let's go to the Clearwater Products Hotline. We've got the Lonster up there this morning. Lonnie, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
We are just rocking on.
I hear you. Yeah. Yep, rock on as the best you can.
Exactly, especially after, you know, what happened yesterday with the Rockies and the U.S. men's soccer team. But anyway, Lonnie, greatest rock and roll band of all time, and you're going to probably say something like Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Nope, I'm going to go with the Yardbirds.
Okay. Yeah, Yardbirds were absolutely dynamite. The amount of artists who came out of that band, you know, legendary status. Yeah, that's that's a good one, Lonnie. I can accept that answer.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that one.
Oh, boy, Lonnie. That doesn't happen very often, so mark it on the calendar and try again tomorrow. Lonster, thanks for the call this morning, buddy. Appreciate you, my friend.
Take care, Lonnie.
Guys, have a good day.
You too. See you later. You busted him up.
I did. I got him there.
Yeah.
Chad says the Grateful Dead. And again, we're asking your personal favorites.
Yes.
Who's your favorite rock band of all time? Steven, not sticking to the question. Like, Steven just listed the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think, here. Ozzy Osbourne, ZZ Top, White Snake, Led Zeppelin. Antonio says Metallica and Black Sabbath.
Okay.
Kevin says AC/DC. Tammy says Lynyrd Skynyrd. Jill Ann says the Beatles.
Yeah, I knew that would eventually get some love up there.
And Shauna says Def Leppard.
I like what we're hearing so far, and just keep them coming, man. This could be a lot of fun all morning long.
GNR Farms, ZZ Top is his answer. And the texter here, last 40600, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. So...
Yeah, I absolutely love Bob Seger.
Yeah, me too.
I tend to think of him more solo than a group, but hell, we'll take it, man.
Yeah, that throws a wrinkle in my answer, though, because
he's right up there as far as my favorite artists of all time.
Yeah, correct. I believe when we did the question, like, you could only listen to one musician.
Oh,
stuff.
I knew you would pick Bob Seger.
Yeah, correct, because it's just, the repertoire that he's got. Okay, let us know who is your favorite rock band of all time here on National Rock and Roll Day. You can comment on our Facebook page, at Good Morning NoCo, or text us, 888-530-0043. 637 time, boy, time's flying. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination. And we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
It's a great answer from Chris, too. Chris, thanks for texting the program. Brand new texter. If you text KFKA to 888-530-0043, we can save that number, save that nickname, save your name in there so we know who we're talking to. Great answer there by Chris of Fleetwood Mac.
Excellent answer. Surprised that we hadn't blurted that out yet either. Because they're up there in the legendary status as one of the best ever.
Agree wholeheartedly with that. Great answer, Chris. So, again, text us that KFKA to that number. Obviously, it's not going to cost you anything. We're not going to text you back unless you win something. So we can give you that nickname. We love knowing who we're talking to every morning when you guys text in on the J9 Agency's text line.
Why didn't I say the Eagles? Okay.
And the fact that they,
I'm taking notes.
If you're shopping for a new car but don't know where to start your financing, your answer is Weld Community Credit Union. From application to approval, they make the process stress-free. Stop by their location at 2555 47th Avenue or online at weldccu.com. We've got What Day Is It coming your way next, but first, the KFKA News and Sports Center.
And now, Good Morning NoCo Theater presents.
What is it?
It's Tootsie, July 7th. The word of the day is perfunctory.
I've heard that, but probably never used it properly.
Perfunctory is a formal word used to describe something that is done without energy or enthusiasm because of habit or because it is expected.
No wonder I've heard it before.
Perfunctory. That's trash. It is National Strawberry Sunday Day.
Oh, I love me a strawberry sundae.
I think strawberry is the most overrated of sundaes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. Not for me. I just bought some fresh strawberries hanging in the fridge just waiting for me to...
Now, listen, I love the strawberry ice cream combo. Like, don't get me wrong, but that strawberry drizzle, like, that one, for some reason, tastes...
Oh.
Too artificial for me.
I'm not going to argue that some of the strawberry, the glazes, the syrup, and those kind of things, they taste too artificial.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just straight up strawberry, I'm down with.
Correct, that. Correct. Yeah. It's National Father-Daughter Take a Walk Day today.
Okay, that's kind of cool. I didn't know there was one of those days.
I'll try next year with Teagues. Might be tough to try and get Teagan to walk right now.
Well, you do the walking. She'll do the cruising.
It's National Koi Day. I love koi fish.
I think they're cool as hell, and raccoons love it when you put those out in your yard, too, by the way. That's very nice of you, those of you who do that.
We had a stock tank. My brother was big into fish, and we had a stock tank with just a bunch of, not koi fish, like we didn't go big on them, but the goldfish, it'll just grow to their environment.
Yeah.
And then my dad turned on the water one day and forgot about it. It is National Rock.
We've always had fish as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, aquariums, love them.
Yeah, I do too. National Day of Rock and Roll, which is why we want to know who's your favorite rock band of all time.
Yep.
It's National Dive Bar Day today.
Yeah, so great dive bars, and Garth Brooks, Blake Shelton sang about those.
Yeah, absolutely love the dive bar, no doubt about it. It's National Macaroni Day today as well.
Love me some macaroni.
Very good. Anything
noodles are good. Sliced bread was sold for the first time back in 1928. They started building the Boulder Dam in 1930. Also a huge day for putting crap together. Henry Phillips got a patent for his cross-recessed screw and screwdriver. Hence, the Phillips screwdriver was brought about. Also, we signed a deal to get Alaska.
Nice.
On this date, so
signed a
deal. Yep. And in 2019, the U.S. women's soccer team won the World Cup.
Okay, a little salt in the wound here today.
Just a bit.
The over-under is 9.5. Are you ready, good sir?
Of course.
Ringo Starr turns 86.
Absolutely. He's a Beatle.
He's a Beatle. Jim Gaffigan turns 60.
He's not a Beatle, but a comedian.
Yes, he is. Hamish Linklater.
He was just in a movie I watched, Baron's Cove. I remember watching that just recently, liked it.
Michelle Kwan turns 46.
Yeah, she's a skater girl.
Maddie Marlowe turns 31.
From Maddie and Tay?
That is correct.
Okay.
Warren Entner is 83.
Nope.
Singer of the Grassroots. Joe Spano is 80.
No.
I don't know. David Hodo.
Yeah, he was Village People, construction worker.
Yeah, correct, 79. That was my follow-up question. Linda Williams is 79.
No.
Country singer Linda Williams of Robin and Linda Williams, 79 years old today. Roz Ryan is 75.
Night Court?
That's not what they have here.
Oh, okay.
Here,
never mind. I'm thinking of Roz Kelly, maybe.
You could be. Could be. Yeah, she was in Amen.
Oh, okay.
Let's see here. Billy Campbell is 67.
No.
From Once and Again. Robert Taylor is 66.
Robert Taylor. From Duran Duran?
No. Actor?
No.
He was Longmire. 66 today.
God, yeah. I should have known that. Yeah.
Mark White is 64.
No.
Bassist of the Spin Doctors. Vonda Shepherd is 63.
Yeah, she's a country bluegrass singer.
Yes, that is correct. Ricky Kinchin is 60.
Nope.
Of mint condition. Amy Carlson is 58.
No.
Blue Bloods. Georgia Fox is 58.
No.
CSI. Cree Summer is 57.
Used to be on A Different World.
That is correct. That's a big one right there for you, Brian. Robin Weigert?
No idea.
Sons of Anarchy is 57. Kirsten Van Ness.
No.
Mess that up anyways. From Criminal Minds, 54. Troy Garrity is 53.
Nope.
From Barbershop. Bernice Bejo is 50.
Nope.
From The Artist. Cassidy is 44.
Nope.
Rapper. Ross Mellinger is 42.
Nope.
Sleepless in Seattle. Luke Knoll.
Nope.
From Saturday Night Live is 36. Ali Hernandez is 33.
No.
Singer of Fifth Harmony. And the X Factor, Ashton Irwin is 32.
No.
From 5 Seconds of Summer.
All right.
Just a little short today.
Yeah, 8. It's all right.
No, not bad at all. Not bad at all. I'd kill for an 8. I have had 1 8 in the last 3 months.
Well, we'll see what you get tomorrow.
Probably 4. 6:54 the time now. If it is your birthday, a very, very happy birthday to you. Let's jump out to the Daybreak Market Report.
A lot of good rock bands, man.
My brain is just not firing yet this morning.
Oh, mine's been off for a while. Yeah, that's 38 special.
Thank you.
Yes.
My goodness, Tanner. Let's get to a text before we wrap up hour number one here. We have witnessed some bad choke jobs in our lifetime. 1960 Yankees, 1968 Baltimore Colts, and Scott Norwood. However, last night took the cake. Signed Woody Hayes, Bobby Knight, Latrell Sproul, John...
Sprewell.
Sprewell, sorry.
Yeah.
John Fort Football.
That's... It was brutal last night.
It was just a no-show. Our USA soccer team just didn't show up for what is the biggest game on American soil on the 250th anniversary of this country. Just didn't show up. I think it was a lot of that just irritating. All right, news for Northern Colorado. We have a very, very fun story for you coming up in news for Northern Colorado right here on KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.